Oh, I've spied a grubby little marauder on my sour thistle. Edible thistle. You grubby little marauder, don't you think for one moment that I don't know what your plans are. E.K. Lippmeyer here, by the way, Perth, Northern Suburbs, Western Australia, and it is the 14th of September 2022, about 2 p.m. and a day yesterday of wild winds for the southwest of Western Australia and reasonable amount of rain. Busselton got 90 millimetres. We here have had maybe, Perth, maybe 30 at a guess. At the most, my gauge, last I checked, is telling me about 15. So maybe we haven't had 30. 20 millimetres maybe. You grubby, back to the point here. You grubby little, beast. Your plans, and I know you think you got me fooled, but your plans are to go and spin a cocoon, turn into a pupate, turn into a butterfly, fly off, come back after mating, your grubby little mating rituals, gay abandon, not caring less, then laying eggs on my potato plants, on my parsley, on my garlic, on my Madeira vine, on my well, what else? There's nothing you won't eat. There's many other plants that aren't coming to mind. I know what your plans are, mate. Yes. And look at the damage those grubby little marauders do. And what do? If I find them on the potatoes, I pick them gently off and I throw them into the weeds because they eat these weeds, and I want them to turn into butterflies or moths, whatever they're going to be. I think it's butterflies. I want them to. And yes, I do put up with a lot of damage. I won't poison them. I have the first world luxury of not being starving, so that I don't have to resort to desperate means to get rid of them. So they're getting their take. And I tell you what, these are in my latest 32 pots of potatoes. Those of you who have been following my 44 tubs of survival potatoes plantings this late autumn and winter, we'll have seen they've decimated the last lot after they get past a certain age, and I've harvested one. I've got more to harvest. These are the older of the 32, and there's not a lot left. There's a bit of slug and snail damage that's causing this, but the majority of this, I think, has been the black hairy caterpillars. Sometimes they're ginger and sometimes they're lighter shades, but generally speaking, most of them are black. And I've been the last couple of weeks coming out regularly and picking. So my battery ran out. I was talking about the amount of damage the black caterpillars have been doing to my potatoes. But back to the grubby little marauder. I lament that I'm old school, and I used the term gay abandon in the old way. Gay, cheerful, light-hearted, happy, frivolous. And the commandeering of the English language in recent decades has is doing us a lot of harm. And I'm not casting any value judgments upon what the other meanings of gay mean. I'm leaving that aside at the moment. But what I am saying is, when you take a word that traditionally has a totally different set of meanings to, and then, well, its set of meanings, and then you use it to represent a completely different concept or set of situations and conditions, you're doing a lot of harm to the thinking processes of people, which is the plan. Take filth. The word filth had particular meanings at once, and apart from, you know, say things that need cleaning up and so on because they're filthy, you know, some spillages and they rot and all that kind of thing. Apart from that, filth also has long been used as a designator of obscenity and immoral types of things, etc., and behaviours. Now, in the surfing community, I don't know if it's all around the world or just Australia, filth has become great or awesome. How's the surf today? Filth, great, awesome. no, this is not good, it's not funny, because it's taking the power out of words that had a particular semantic density for a particular reason, and it can no longer apply. That people might be confused, well, what do you mean? Oh, that's great, or that's awesome, is it? Or whatever you're using the word filth for. And imagine what this is doing to young people. So this was about grubby little marauding caterpillars. And I don't consider they're grubby little marauders, they're grubby, but well, you know what I mean, I'm just having fun. But yeah, I thought that's on the side, I'd talk about that, but I'm looking forward to, and yeah, I say they're going to go off and make wild and passionate love with gay abandon with another butterfly, then come, I know what it's going to do, it's going to lay its eggs again on whatever I'm growing next and eat away and poop it out and not think twice. Of course it won't, because it can't and it doesn't have to and it shouldn't. I think I saw another one around here. So yes, there's my lament about the deliberate attenuation of important words in language for a nefarious purpose. Now here's another grubby little marauder. Look at that beast. Doesn't care less, does it? It's eaten all these Madeira leaves. It's pooped it out. By the way, it's going straight into, you know, the soil, feeding this bamboo with its what it's added in its gut biome and so on. And I don't mind at all, though I'm pretending that I do. But yes, look at you. You carefree little grubby hairy beast. You don't care. But neither should you. I think I've carried on enough. We got this far, thank you.